coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, word hearing.
Anything that you are ready and willing to do. Remember, I said, make sure you cheat no one. Whatever kind of business it is, whatever kind of service it is, it will prosper. Did you hear what I said? It will prosper. Why? It's called the fullness of time. The time has come. No matter how you start, when you have started, be talking to it. Have the discipline to maintain your confession. And then, do what God said. He said, lift your eyes and see. One of the things at the giving of tithes and offerings helps you to do is this. He says, bring me all your tithes and your offerings. And prove me now herewith, if I will not open unto you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there will not be sufficient room to receive it. He says, he will open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. That blessing comes in different ways. The blessing can come as a revelation. To see opportunity. The anointing, the blessing of God helps you to see what other men cannot see. And helps you to do what others cannot do. Listen. Isaac dug a well. Water came out. When others dug a well in that same place, water did not come. Why? Isaac was the custodian. The heir or inheritor of the Abrahamic blessing. He was the blessed man of Abraham. He was the son, the blessed of the covenant. He inherited it. We are the children of the covenant. We are the heirs. And more strongly, the inheritors of the covenant, the blessing. Where others failed to win, you will come there, do the same thing. Listen, that's why I told you, don't enter a business because others are doing it. Because they play, because we play by a different set of rules. Don't you understand? We play by what? A different set of rules. Tell somebody, we play by a different set of rules. I don't want you to forget that. I want you to say it again. You know what? He said, if ye be willing and obedient, if you are willing and ready to function accordingly, he says, ye shall eat the good of the land. Remember David and Goliath. Remember Moses and the children of Israel and the Egyptians and the Red Sea and what happened. Don't forget. Don't forget. I said, don't forget. Remember Elijah and the 450 prophets of Baal. Remember. Don't forget. We play by a different set of rules. He says, when men shall say there is casting down. Look, look. I can see they are falling. I can see they are dropping. Turn not to the left or to the right. Maintain your composure. What? What are you going to do? Meditate. Meditate. What kind of meditation? You mutter. You say it. You keep talking it. Don't stop saying it. You keep saying it. It's called Hagar. You begin to roar. After you have said it in your privacy, you have said it under your voice. You start walking and pacing the floor in your room. You are saying the same thing. You are saying the same thing. You are saying the same thing. Your door has been shut. You have been in your closet. You are saying the same thing. Finally, you open your door. You come out shouting the same thing. Shouting the same thing. Come on, shout amen, somebody. Woo! Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? In your room, you started as a lamb. You started as a lamb. You were talking about this business. You were talking about this job. You were talking about your money. You were talking. Oh, somebody say hallelujah, hallelujah. We play by a different set of rules. A different set of rules. They are going around looking for somebody to help them. We are coming in to say our eyes are upon God. They come in the name of the governor, or in the name of the president, or in the name of the chairman of the board. But I come in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel. Can you shout amen, somebody? While they are busy looking through the books and finding out what to do, I am saying the wisdom of God is working in me. The wisdom of God is working in me. The wisdom of God. And then I'm declaring our sufficiency, our ability is of God. Can you shout amen, somebody? Then you know what? I go on with my meditation and I say, I start up under my voice. The word of God is working in me, in my mind, in my spirit, in my soul, in my brain. It's working in me. From the corner of my head to the soles of my feet, the tips of my toes, I know the word of God is in me. I'm a success. I'm a victor. I just know. 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 Way down deep in me, I know. I know. Do you know you're a success? Do you know? Say it. Don't stop saying it. You must say it. You must say, I'm winning. I'm winning. I'm winning. I know. I'm winning. It's all mine. The glory of God is in my life. I know it. I know it. I know it. Hallelujah.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Are you still here? Do you know what is happening inside you right now? Can I tell you what is happening? Can I tell you? God is tearing up something inside you. Woo! Hey! Hallelujah!
Listen, listen, can I tell you something? Listen to this. Say the enemy will not come. He said, when the enemy shall come like a flood. Listen, he didn't say the enemy will not come. He's expecting the enemy. Brothers and sisters, he said, put on the whole armor of God, that he might be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy. He didn't say that you would not hear bad news. God did not say to Daniel, don't worry, you will not be thrown into the den of lions. No! They threatened to throw him into the den of lions. God did not say, I will save you from the den of lions. He didn't say that. Daniel maintained his integrity. He kept his faith. They got a hold of him, threw him into the den of lions. As he landed in the den of lions, he found out there was an angel already inside. Hey, hey! An angel was waiting in the den. It doesn't matter where they are posting you to. It doesn't matter what they say they're going to do to you. The angel of the Lord is waiting there for you. Can you shout amen, somebody? Listen to this. Listen. They said, Daniel, are you ready to change your mind? No, sir. Okay. Soldier, open the den. They opened it. He heard the lions roaring. Mr. Daniel, are you ready to change your mind? No. They brought him closer. They said, look in. It's not one lion. It's not two that are there. They are not three lions. All right. Are you ready to change your mind? No.
All right. They got a hold of him. Daniel, with his head now, into the entrance. Are you ready to change your mind? No! Then they let him down. Soon as he got there, all lions at attention. The angel of the Lord was there. He said to Daniel, "Welcome, sir, we were expecting you." Listen, we were expecting you. Who? The lions and I were all expecting you. The lions didn't roar. He said, I shut their real mouths. They can open their mouths, they cannot roar against you, sir. Daniel, touch the first lion. How are you? Hallelujah! The den had been shut. All the people had gone home. The king could not sleep that night. He was thinking about Daniel. He was thinking about Daniel. He said, but the man was a good man. I should have never let those wicked men convince me. Political power works dangerously. He didn't agree with what they did, but he did it anyhow. He could not sleep. He said, Daniel was a good man. How could I have lost such a good man? Oh. Very early in the morning, the king was hurrying out. His servants followed him. Sir, where are you going? He said, I want to check whether the lions have eaten up Daniel or the God of Daniel has done something. They followed him. They followed him. He said, open it. He said, Oh, Daniel. Has the God you serve been able to deliver you from the mouths of the lions? Only God knows what he was expecting. Whether the roaring of lions, or what, or some great silence, I don't know. But out of that den came a voice. Oh, King, live forever! The God that I serve sent his angel to shut the mouths of the lions and has delivered thy servants from the power of the lions. Ah! The king began to dance in his full regalia. He said, the God of Daniel, he is the true God. The God of Daniel, he is the true God. Somebody shout out. They brought Daniel out. He said, now, all the people who accused Daniel, go and bring them here and their families. They brought all his accusers and their families. He said, feed them to the lions. The Bible declares, not one of them got to the ground before the lions tore them apart. As they were coming, the lions were picking them. All of them. Because we play by a different set of rules. We play by a different set of rules. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Nebuchadnezzar said, you got to bow when you hear the sounding of the trumpet. You got to bow before the idol. They said, we will not bow. There is only one God, and He is the only one we're going to serve. He said, I am Nebuchadnezzar. I have no respect. I am the King of all kings. The world is mine. When I speak, the world trembles. Bow down. Everybody bowed except these three men. They will not bow. They are Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He said, all right. If you don't bow, you burn. They said, we don't care about burning. But one thing is certain, we will not bow. They got a hold of them. I said, we play by a different set of rules. They bound them. The king was so mad. He said, I want the furnace to be made seven times hotter. They made it seven times hotter. The intensity was so much that the soldiers who threw them into the fire could not stand the intensity of the heat. They were burned on the spot. But inside, three men fell down bound. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And the people outside began to say, we warned them. We told them. See what they've done to themselves now. We told them. We told them. Every time they say, God, 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 God. Has the God delivered them now? Listen, brothers and sisters. He may not stop Nebuchadnezzar from going against you. He may not stop your accusers from talking about you. He may not stop you from going into the dungeon. He may not stop you from being thrown into the fire. But one thing is sure. And I'll tell you about it. They fell down. The fire was so hot, it burnt up their bones. Suddenly, they were loosed. The bones with which they were tied were burnt up. The three men stood in the midst of the fiery furnace. They looked. There's another man. He was the one who actually received them in the fire. Nebuchadnezzar, sitting before his people, wiped out his eye. He said, one, two, three, four. He said, four, three, two, one. He said, come on here. How many men did we throw just now into the fire? I thought there were three of them. They said, okay, three. He said, do you see what I see? He said, yes, sir. He called another one. Chief of staff, come over here. He said, how many men did we throw into the fire? He said, I thought there was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Three men. He said, do you see somebody else? He said, sure, I see somebody else. But them soldiers who threw them in, they're all dead. They're all on the ground. He said, I hope we're not mad. He said, maybe you're mad, and I'm dreaming. He said, hello. He called his wise man. He said, come on here. He said, I know Shadrach, the mad guy, huh? And Meshach, the fanatic, and Abednego, who's always talking. He said, we threw three men, didn't we? Yep, we threw three men. He said, do you see somebody here? Oh, King, live forever. Yes. He said, there's a striking thing about the fourth one. He said, come on here. Ain't that fire hot? Ain't it hot? They said, sir, it's so hot, he killed the men, I threw them in. He said, I thought so. He said, but Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, they're free. I thought we tied them. He said, yeah, the bones burnt up. The fire's so hot, nothing can stand the fire. He said, how come they're standing the fire now? I think the one that's doing it is the guy, the false guy inside there. Then the king said, there's a strange thing. He said, the false one, he's like the Son of God. Wonderful, he didn't call the false person, because the false one was there in his glory, so he couldn't call him. He knew that false one definitely didn't come to be obeyed or to obey anybody. He didn't come to obey a call, he came to call. Do you understand? He said, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, come out. There is no God like your God. Then he began to sing. He said, concerning the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, he rescueth, he delivereth, he walketh signs and wonders in heaven and in earth. Can you shout amen, somebody? I said, he's a deliverer. He's a rescuer. There's a difference between the two. He's a deliverer and he's a rescuer. He rescues you when they throw you into trouble. He delivers you before you ever get in. If he does not deliver you before you get in, he will rescue you. Can you shout amen, somebody? Oh, hallelujah. I've seen something. Brothers and sisters, listen. He's a deliverer. He's a rescuer. They said they sent out a rescue team. He only needs one angel. He doesn't need to send many. Just one angel, and you are rescued. Can you shout amen? But we will keep saying it. I said we will keep talking it. We will not stop saying it. It doesn't matter how far. We will not change our minds. We will not change our confession. It doesn't matter how many lions are there. It doesn't matter how great the fire is. It doesn't matter what intensity it burns with. We will not give up, and we will not give in. Are you hearing me? We are marching on. Learn to close your eyes against the odds. You close your eyes. I said, close your eyes against the odds. They say, it has already happened. It doesn't matter. One thing is sure. Daniel went into the lion's den, but he came out. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into the furnace, but they came out. Jesus was crucified, but he arose. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Do you know about some others? The Bible says some others were slain, sawn asunder. They refused deliverance. Why? The Bible says, of whom the world was not worthy. They said, no need. No need. God said, I'm here to deliver you. They said, no, sir. No need. No need. No need. Not because the suffering is too much. No. They said, no need. The world is not worthy of what we have. There is a glory beyond this realm that when a man sees it, this world will be to him as nothing. And I want to call you to living in that realm of life where nothing in this life really means anything to you.
Are you hearing me? Where you live for Jesus and Jesus only. Such that no matter what you do, no matter where you work, no matter what business, no matter what area of industry you're into, you'd know one thing. You're living for the glory of Jesus Christ. There is a world beyond this one. There is a glory beyond this realm. I want you to function from there. I want you to learn to worship from there. I want you to live in that place. It's the place to which we have been called. Are you hearing me? We have been called to inherit the blessing. There is nothing in this world worth struggling for. There is nothing in this life worth fighting for. Are you hearing me? No need for the strifes. No need for the quarrelings. No need for the bitterness. There's a world beyond this one. There's a life beyond this one. Are you hearing me? Love everyone that you can see. Love them generously. Love them with all your heart. Hate no one. Let there be nobody that you cannot like. Are you hearing me? Yes. Live a different kind of life. For we play by a different set of rules. Say amen to that. How great it is to be appointed over souls for whom Christ died. Maybe you don't understand. The greatest thing in the world is the human person for whom Christ died. If it's one soul that has been committed to your trust, value that soul. Pray for that one. Intercede for that one. Don't lose that one. Jesus was given 12 men. In his prayer to the Father, he said, Father, of all that you have given me, I have lost none, except the son of perdition, that the scriptures might be fulfilled. He lost none. But from those ones, he won more souls. He told them, he said, now, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. I want you to understand, he did not say to every man. I don't know whether you understand this or not, but it says preach the gospel to every creature. I don't know whether you understand it. I don't know whether you have ever thought about it. Oh, great news. I wish you would get the picture. When it says, preach the gospel to every creature. The Bible tells us that the salvation was for the whole creation. He says, the whole creation groans together in pain, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. He says, because the creation was made subject to bondage. The whole world was made subject to bondage. Not willingly, but by reason of him who subjected the same in hope. Yes. 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 The whole creation. That's why I told you everything that gets in contact with a Christian is blessed. He leaves the spirit on it. I've told you, no matter what you find, don't let shoes get destroyed in your hands. Don't let cars get wrecked in your hands. Don't let the things that are committed to you get destroyed. You are a blesser, not a curser. Are you hearing me? A builder, not a destroyer. Anything that is given to you can come back better. Because the whole creation is waiting to be delivered into the hands of the sons of God. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Yes, you are a blesser. A blesser. Anything that gets into your hands is multiplied. Anything that gets into your hands is blessed. Is released from the hands of abusers. The whole creation groans. Groans. When something like this is in the hand of a wicked man, God hears its cry to come to me. Why? Because as a blessed man, I will nurture it. I'll take care of it. I'll speak words that bless my environment. You don't understand what I'm talking about. That's why I want you to live a higher life. When you live a higher life, things in your house will not be getting wrecked and destroyed. You live a high life. Listen to what I'm telling you. The whole creation is hearing the gospel. Everything, when money comes into your hand, it is released for good. Money was made by God. It is released for good. He says money answereth all things, and God wants it to answer good things. But in the hands of the ungodly, it does the wrong thing. But it cries. Bible says money, wealth, riches will cry against their possessors. Read the book of James. It will tell you. It will cry against their possessors. Why? Because they were crying for release, so they could do the right thing. Because the whole creation was made for the glory of God. Everything you find in this world was made to glorify God. But some have been fashioned into destructive matters, destructive things. If they come into your hands, what will happen? For good or for evil? It's up to you. The whole creation is waiting. If a watch is given to you, will it be wrecked? If a shirt is given to you, will it be destroyed? Are you hearing me? If money is given to you, will it be used for the wrong purpose? Tell me. Are you a blessing? Do you belong in that family of Abraham who was blessed in all things? Don't you understand what I'm telling you? Look at our street lights destroyed by people. Look at all the nice things in our society destroyed by both good and bad men. Why? Why? Because they do not understand the voice of salvation. Everything is crying for a release. Crying for a release. And God hears their cry and has sent us to rescue them. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
I don't know what plane of life you're living in, but I live in another plane. I live in another world. I live in another realm. I see things differently. I play with a different set of rules. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And that's what I bring to you. Hallelujah. 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 Worship Him now. Worship the King of Glory. Monde boshata kamande lebari. Dibaranzondo boshata mande. Lama sadarabashindarabakubra de la bondo boshata kade.
For this message and other titles by Pastor Chris, log on to www.christembassyonlinestore.org.